Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 11th and the whole week ahead. Big week for you Virgo, there's a full moon in your sign. Now, it will start today, so prepare for your emotions to start to unfold a little. Now, what that really means is you need to confront issues that make you feel emotional, that really give rise to feelings, because it's the beginning of a fresh start for you starting tomorrow. And here's your Sunday stars. Well, it's here. The full moon's in your sign. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's the full moon in the first house. And, you know, those things which are past their sell-by date now need to be gotten rid of. Full moons mean the end of a cycle. So for the next 2 weeks, what was once good has now passed its previous usefulness. And so therefore you need to let things go. The sooner you can let things go, the sooner you can move on. And here's your Monday stars. Now Mercury has moved into the sign of Aries. For you as a Virgo, it's a very good chance for you to deal with anything from paperwork to officialdom to authority to anything financial, whether it's your own or anything shared with somebody else, from a joint mortgage to a shared account. It's an excellent time to get your whole house in order when it comes to private matters. And here's your Tuesday stars. Now, it's a funny old day today because in some ways there is some very good energy, especially when it comes to money. And I'm talking about money connected with you now. Because yesterday you had an aspect that's about you and somebody else's money, where you connect, where you possess or own something together. But today it's about getting your money matters into order and sorting out anything financial. It's a good day to do it. The only thing is, you might not want to do it today and you could put it off until tomorrow. Too late. And here's your Wednesday stars. There could be a difficulty today which manifests from you hanging around too long when you should strike whilst the iron is hot. And this could be over money, it could even be your sex life, it could even be something as personal as that. But once the day moves on, the moon will move into Scorpio. Then you've got to be extremely careful because danger lurks or looms in something you say to someone. Keep control of your tongue and anything else. Here's your Thursday stars. The Moon and Neptune, beautifully linked together. It flows with such ease. What you have at this time in your life is the ability, in absolute sharp contrast to yesterday. What I said yesterday was that you must be very careful what you say or do to others. Now today, you can't put a foot wrong. So the sharp contrast is yesterday anger, today peace and love. And here's your Friday stars, very difficult aspect today. And the difficulty comes from the challenge of you with somebody else in your life, especially an older person. Somebody who could be classed as a father figure, or even your own father, or a grandfather, or a boss, or an employee, doesn't matter who. The difficulty comes is you just don't feel that you can ever do anything right. Well, the point is you can, and if there's a problem, it lies within you and your own insecurities.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.